Welcome to Lifestyle Solopreneur, the community for entrepreneurs who put lifestyle first. Join your host, Flavia Barris, as she interviews successful lifestyle solopreneurs and shares ideas to help you find the perfect balance between lifestyle, business, and self. Flavia is an attorney, marketing expert, and founder of several online academies. She's been featured in major media, including BBC World News, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Post, ESPN Television, and more. Join us for this episode of Lifestyle Solopreneur.
Hey, lifestyle solopreneurs. Today we get to speak with Victoria Gallagher. She is a worldwide leader in hypnotherapy. She's a best-selling author, an international speaker. She's a life success coach. She's also a renowned authority on the law of attraction. She has dedicated her life to empowering people all over the world to successfully live a life of liberty, aligned with their dreams through her effective meditative recordings and online courses. Through her podcast, The Power of Your Mind, she exudes her passion for inspiring listeners with influential guests in the areas of self-development, mindset, discipline, and habits, entrepreneurship, wealth, and also relationships. Welcome to the show, Victoria.
Thank you so much for having me, Flavia. It's great to be here.
I love having you on because the law of attraction and manifesting and just visualization and using the power of our minds, our consciousness and our subconsciousness is such a huge like passion topic of mine. I just love reading about it. I like talking to people that are experts in it, and having you on the show is a real treat.
Oh, thank you. That's my favorite topic as well.
And you've written a lot of books. Like, this is what you do.
It is. It's absolutely what I do. And it's like a dream come true, really, to really get to hone in on exactly what I love talking about and has helped me for all these years and really helping other people to tap into its power.
And there's folks listening who are thinking they want more of this in their life. So there's that aspect of it. Like, people want to learn and get better. Even people who are already very well practiced in manifesting and dream boards and all of it still want to go deeper and learn more. But what I love about having you on the show is you're also an author, you're a podcast host, you teach online courses, like you're a business person. So that's your area of expertise, but you've taken your expertise and created this entire business around it that supports your life, which is just so great. How did you get here from where you started?
Yes, it's like my personal development empire. So yeah, it wasn't always this way, but it's been this way for almost half my life now. However, the first half of my life, or late into the first half of my life, I found myself as a stockbroker working in that world for about 6 years and feeling a little burnt out. I'd already made good money. I was earning at that time a six-figure income. This is in the late 90s. And for a 28-year-old in the late 90s to have all that together, I was doing pretty good. And even that being said, I just felt like I don't have a passion for this. And I found myself turning to personal growth myself and took a like weekend seminar training. And it was just everything clicked in during that training for me that what I wanted to do. And what I wanted to do was help other people to find out what they wanted to do and get closer to their dreams and their goals. And I didn't know exactly what that looked like at the time. So I spent a couple of years like really trying to figure out, is it coaching? Is it speaking? Is it? And I stumbled upon having people make this transformation in the comfort of their own home through, it started off as just digital recordings on CD or even on cassette tape, no less, because it was so long ago. And I just wanted to help people to do the types of processes that I was learning about, and forgiveness and motivation and positive thinking and all of that. So it really started off as personal development. And over time, it just evolved in so many things, because at that time, like, law of attraction wasn't something that people were talking about, even though I was reading about it, studying it, talking about it behind, like in a covert kind of way, but people didn't really know what that was. And one day this was after The Secret came out. And after The Secret came out, it opened up this whole this whole new world where, oh, I could actually talk about this. And that's when I started writing books about it and really talking about it on my YouTube channel. And one day I just said, I'm going to go for it. Cause I was like one of those entrepreneurs that didn't really have an ideal target market. I didn't know. I was like, oh, everybody's my client. I can help everyone with everything. And of course, as we know, marketing to everyone is really marketing to no one. And one day I just decided, what if I made it my mission to help entrepreneurial people with attracting more business to their life using the law of attraction? And so I really just honed in on that. I wasn't sure if the market was going to show up and be there, but they were. And so it's so fun because I get to talk about even more dialed in on exactly what it is that I love teaching people about. And since then, it's really been pretty amazing. Things really took off even more than they were already once I really honed in on my who and my what. And so that's what led me to where I am today.
And what prompted you to write the books? What was the inspiration there? And what are your books about?
So my signature book that everyone has to read, this is the SARSA, I can't even say the word. It's the encyclopedia, let's say, of law of attraction. And it's Practical Law of Attraction. That was the first real law of attraction book that I wrote. And I wasn't even planning to write any books. A lot of people, actually, some of my clients were like, you should write a book. You should write a book. It's like, who has time to write a book? I have no time for that. And so I didn't think that I was even ever going to pursue that. It just seemed like a really overwhelming task to write a whole book. But then I got asked to speak at this event. I was asked to put together like a 2-day certification training for people to get certified in law of attraction. And I'm like, oh, I don't even have a curriculum for that. Like, how would I even? And I decided I was going to go ahead and go for that. And so the book really was as a result of the fact that I didn't have a curriculum that it's like I knew a lot, I was talking about it, but I hadn't really put it all down on paper and said, okay, this is the framework that I use to teach law of attraction. And so I really wrote it. It was almost like a business decision that I had to do. But I just decided to take it to the next level. I'm like, I'm not going to just write a framework here. I am going to write a number one best-selling book. I'm going to get all the best teachers in law of attraction to endorse my book, which I did. I got Joe Vitale and Bob Doyle, teachers from The Secret, to read and endorse my book and to tell me and really give me the validation and the confidence that this was really an amazing book. And so I put it out there and I was really confident about my ability to write hypnosis scripts and recordings, but I wasn't extremely confident about my ability to author and publish a book that would also get the same kind of reviews. And so I was a little nervous at first. And then I published it, launched it, and all the reviews started kicking in. And of course, first you got the ones from your friends and family and people that you know very well that you ask, but then the real ones actually started kicking in from the real people that I didn't know. And that's when I really realized, oh my God, I am officially in a best-selling author and people love my book. And these days, like I literally will find people on TikTok or YouTube talking about my book. And it's, whoa, this is pretty cool.
That's so fun. And you can jump in and do the cameo where you're like, hi. And they're like, oh, it's the author.
Exactly. Here I am.
In the comments.
Thanks.
Oh, that's great. So how does hypnotherapy work together with law of attraction? And what is hypnotherapy for anyone listening who doesn't know what it is? And then how does that tie into the law of attraction?
Yeah, this is such a great question. This is exactly why I do what I do. So hypnotherapy is really bringing you into a heightened state of suggestibility so that your subconscious mind can like rewire the thinking, the problem thinking that you may have in there that's keeping you stuck, that's keeping you from achieving whatever it is that you want to achieve. We have two parts of our mind. We've got our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. And most people are operating, or well, we're operating based on our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is running the show. It is what's running our body, keeping our heart beating, keeping us breathing, keeping everything status quo. That's its job. Its job is really to keep everything the same. And so no matter how hard you try with your conscious mind to make a change in your life, it's just not going to last. It's not going to have any kind of permanent impact until you get the messages into your subconscious mind. And so when people are looking to manifest, or they're looking at using the law of attraction, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll set out to say all their affirmations. They'll say, I want to manifest a new car, or a new house, or $1 million, or whatever it is. But the subconscious mind just does not believe it, and it rejects it, and it just throws that out until you actually get that implanted into your subconscious mind. And so that's where hypnotherapy really comes into place, is we can take those desires, those conscious desires, and we can plant the seed deeply into our way of being. And then we actually believe what we say. We actually take action on that, and we actually feel like the person who has all these things. And it's just a matter of giving it the appropriate amount of time and patience for those things to show up.
And your podcast, it's called Power of Your Mind. What is that about? Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how long ago did you start the podcast, and what's your favorite thing about having the podcast as one of the ways that you help spread your message?
So I started the podcast, oh gosh, I want to say it's been about 6 or 7 years ago. And it started off really just as a fun thing. It looked like a fun thing to do. My friend was starting a little podcast, these 1 minute meditations. And she came over to my house to use my studio, and I my own recording studio in my house. And she came over, and when I just got the idea from her at the time, oh, if she can do it, then I can do it for sure. And so I just said, and I just came up with the name. It just hit me like, okay, I like to talk about things that empower people. So I just floated that name out there, the Power of Your Mind podcast. And the first year, I didn't really try very hard with it. I just came out with like maybe 6 episodes, really actually just, took off pretty quickly with only just a few episodes. Like people were actually listening to it. Whereas a lot of people start podcasts and they don't really get a whole lot of listeners right away. Mine just, it just happened. I wasn't even trying hard. It was just, I just wanted to have the podcast because it was just like one more thing I wanted to have in my arsenal. And then I was just running it by myself, but then people started reaching out to me, bigger like names started reaching out to me, and the people that I was following, there was like this gal, Christy Whitman, that I was following her, and her people reached out to me and said, we would like to have her on the show. And I'm like, oh, that opened up a whole new world. And so I started making a list of like my top 100 people to have on the show. And we've been just going through. And I guess one of the favorite things is that I get to meet these people that I've always wanted to meet. It gives you a reason to talk to them. Hey, I want to talk to Joe Vitale. And so I had Joe Vitale on the show. I want to talk to Bob Doyle. So I had Bob Doyle on the show. I want to talk to Sarah Prout. I had Sarah Prout on the show. All of these people, I get to actually have conversations with them. But then I get this amazing feedback from people that watch or listen to the show. And I think that's just my favorite thing, though, is just getting to have these conversations and help people along the way. Everything that we talk about, from manifestation, law of attraction, hypnosis, affirmations, NLP. And then the other favorite thing is just I learn things. Every single episode, I learn something. Either I learned something through doing my own research when I put together my own show. I do some solo podcasts, but then when people come on the show, I just ask them questions that I would like to know. And of course, that's always helpful to my audience.
So in the world of manifesting and law of attraction, when I do chat with people who are not experts in this area, a lot of people are like, it sounds so much easier than it actually is when you try to have it become a practice. And I think there is this, like, where conceptually it almost sounds too good to be true. And when people say, here's what you would need to do to activate this law of attraction, it makes more sense when you hear it than when you try to actually practice it in your life, day to day, achieving goals and so forth. What do you think about that? Do you think that it's one of those things that is incredibly easy to do if it's just done right? Or do you think that it is a challenge for us humans to harness that law and use it and actually implement what we've learned?
We are creatures of habit. And so I say that whatever you make a habit becomes easier and effortless. But the problem is that there's a couple of problems when it comes to creating this habit. One, it's people, they give up too soon on manifesting, partially because maybe they're not clear on what activities are generating or going to generate the results. And so they're like, I don't even know if this is working. I've been working on saying these affirmations for the past 30 days. I don't see anything happening. And so they just give up too soon. And so that's what makes it hard. What makes it hard is you're doing something, but you're just totally in the dark and you're clueless on whether this is actually going to create the results or not. Really going through that, going through the process with all this doubt about whether it's going to work, that's what makes it hard. It really should be an easier thing. If you knew every day that all you had to do was spend an hour writing things down, tapping into the power of your imagination, getting quiet so you can listen to your intuition, and a couple other little things like that. If you just, all you had to do was spend an hour doing that and then actually follow through with the action steps that you're being guided and given, then it's actually pretty easy. It's just, for some, it's hard to stay disciplined and consistent and focused in the dark when you're not sure if what you're doing is going to produce the results. That's, like I said, that's what makes it hard. It's just getting into the habit can be a little bit of that's the hardest part, is just making it really a habit and a routine and sticking with it and being consistent.
And I know when it comes to entrepreneurs creating the life that they want, that you're a big proponent of like clarity in the vision of what the person wants, what they envision, what they're going after. Can you speak a little bit to that? Like, how does that clarity play into this whole process?
Yeah, absolutely. So like when it comes to being an entrepreneur, I know one of the things is people, they want to be an entrepreneur. They want to make money. They want to have a business. But then you can really be subject to all these shiny balls. There's so many different methods and ways to, so many different things to sell. There's so many different services that you could provide. There's so many different new things coming out. These lately with GPTs, there's just like this whole new level of all these things. And so we can really get into this, okay, what should I focus on? Should I write a book? Should I focus on my public speaking? Should I focus on making recordings? Should I focus on helping these people, coaching? There's so many different things. And what can happen is you can like really just dilute your focus and the power of manifesting when you have all these different areas that you can focus on. It's really all about honing in and figuring out what is the one thing that would really tell me that I have made it as an entrepreneur. And a lot of people too, I know you have an audience of people that they want the lifestyle of an entrepreneur. So many people, they get into entrepreneurship and they find themselves working 12 hours a day, but it's because they're not very efficient. And the reason why they're not being very efficient or effective is because of that diluted focus. And so if you could just simply figure out what is the one thing that you would really like to focus and get clear on, that's going to help everything get into alignment. Your thoughts are going to get into alignment. Your feelings are going to get into alignment. What you're dreaming about, what you're visualizing is all going to get into alignment with that. And then you're going to take the actions. And the actions, when you sit down and you get very clear on, okay, these are the three most important actions that I need to take, and then figure out what is it that I'm working on today for the next 2 hours? What am I going to work on? And you can get so much more accomplished in 2 hours than you can get done in 2 days if you just know exactly what it is that you want and exactly what it is that you're going to do, the actions that you're going to take toward that. And that's where really visualization and writing down your goals every single day really gives you so much power toward that clarity.
Such good advice. I hope everyone's taking notes. Victoria, where do people come to you to find you? Where's the best place for someone listening right now to go and learn more about you, more about your books, more about your courses? You do teach all of this stuff. You are an amazing teacher just because you explain things so well. So where does someone go?
So they can find me and all of my things at victoria.com. From there, they'll be directed to my 21-day manifesting challenge or my manifesting workshop or my Believe app, which is still in the works, but coming soon. And those are a few of the things, of course, my books and courses, other courses that you'll find there in coaching at victoriamgallagher.com.
Amazing. Victoria, it's so great to have you. Love what you do out in the world. Thank you for taking time today to be with us and to share some of your knowledge. So appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining us and I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave a review on iTunes, I promise I will read every single review. If you know someone who makes a full-time living from part-time work, and maybe this is you, please visit lifestylesolopreneur.com to nominate a guest or to nominate yourself. Because remember this, money doesn't buy happiness, but money in the hands of a happy person, there is no greater tool.
Today's episode was brought to you by the Get Shift Done program. It's a lifestyle-changing online class to help you define your business and lifestyle ambitions and to set goals in a way you've never experienced before. This class will 10x your daily productivity with methods that will blow your mind. And if you use the coupon code PODCAST, the class tuition is 99% off. Visit GetShiftDone.com to enroll today.